Hi guys, welcome to episode 3 of the Little Saves podcast on personal finance. A lot of things are going on in my life. I have a long list of Xbox games to finish playing. My investments are somewhat bouncing back to normal. I am redesigning the look and feel of littlesaves.com. Yep, it's going to look much more sexier. Anyhow, I have a pretty heavy topic today which you will find helpful. My focus today will be on what to do when the value of your investments have dropped due to the COVID-19 crisis. I'm sure you will have a number of questions, right? Should I sell? Should I buy more? Am I really screwed? And when will things get back to normal? And so on. So, I have done some research and reading, and I will share with you what the experts say will be good for you. What can one do if the value of their investments have dropped significantly due to the corona crisis, or any other crisis for that matter? Well, this was in my thoughts too, for I had about 1,50,000 in the stock market prior to the corona crisis. And at the peak of the crisis, my stocks were down by about 60,000. So out of my 1,50,000 investment, I was down to 90,000. I had lost about 40% of my investments. So what was I to do? First and foremost, acknowledge that this is perfectly natural. I mean, when there is a bull, there has to be a bear, right? You should not be in the business of trading. You are an investor. And you should know that the stock market and related products are a risky bet. So, losses are bound to happen now and then, small losses mostly, but just once in a while, big ones like that happening right now. Next, you need to start acknowledging the fact that this too shall pass. I mean, think of the days when everything is going to be back to normal and the market is in full swing, making you the profit that you really deserve. I mean, keep that picture in your mind. Keep that rosy picture of the market making you profits in your mind and stop panicking right now. On the other hand, if that day never comes, and the world is truly screwed, then your investments will be the least of your worries. Do you remember the financial crisis that happened about 10 years back? You know, that was due to the mess of a housing bubble, junk bonds, banks, investment bankers, the Wolf of Wall Street, whatnot, right? Be thankful that we are at a much better situation than that right now. At that time, people could go out, people could travel, but they did not have much money to spend. Jobs were scarce. Now, during the COVID crisis, most people do have the money, but they do not have the liberty to travel out to go buy anything. So, on the brighter side, once the pandemic is over, expect a lot of your stocks to bounce back gradually as their sales pick up. Now that you have dealt with the fact and acknowledged that, the next is to continue investing. If your income is still stable, then do not stop investing. Just don't stop. In fact, wait for an opportune moment. Look for a good time where you can invest and pick up some more good quality stocks at lower levels. You are in this for the long run, right? So you're not like a day trader who's looking to make a quick buck. You can definitely wait out a few years. Continue with your SIPs. For any systematic investment plans you make now, you will get a lot more units that will be valuable once the market is back to normal. So investing in SIPs right now you're going to be getting a lot more units of the SIP, which is going to pay you back a lot more once the market is back to normal, right? So in my case, I am in the IT sector. I continue to get my salary, thankfully. So all my usual investments continue as normal. In fact, I received my bonus about 2 months back, and I have put some more of that money into stocks and a couple of other investments, as this is a great time to pick up discounted stocks and funds. The benefit of this will be seen a couple of years from now. So be prepared for times like this. Have a rainy day fund for yourself. Similarly, balance your risks accordingly. In my case, my stocks lost about 60,000 at the peak. My loss as of now is about 50,000, I would say, 40 to 50,000. And rupees 1,75,000 I had in mutual funds is down by about 12,000. But all other investments I have are doing quite good. All my alternate investments and passive income streams are going as usual. So assess your risk appetite and invest accordingly. If you have signed up for a high risk, high returns portfolio, then you should be prepared to face situations where your investment value has eroded, like what's happening right now. So you signed up for a higher risk, so you should be prepared for it. But it's all right. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing wrong. Just bear it out. So let's look at a couple of things that you need to do, or even better, let's look at a couple of things you should not be doing in times like this, right? So when your investments have dropped down drastically, here is a list of things you should not be doing. Number one on the list, like I said earlier, is do not panic and sell out. I have covered this in detail earlier, but let me stress once again, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Right. If you placed some good bets, if you have bought shares in some really good, trustworthy companies, stop panicking right now and selling those shares back. You're going to be selling them at a loss, right? So don't panic. You are far smarter than that. Take calculated decisions. If in doubt, ask around. There are a lot of friends and experts who would be happy to help you. Number two is stop speculating on risky stocks and bets. Right now that the market is in turmoil and there are a lot of ups and downs, there are a lot of rumor mongers who are going to be spreading rumors just so that they can make a quick buck. Right? So you don't fall prey to those things. You do not speculate. Try not to go after penny stocks thinking that you will make a quick buck sooner or later. Okay? Number three on my list is stop worrying about short-term events. Right. There will be ups, there will be downs. In times like this, the downs might be even longer. But end of the day, stop worrying about things that are happening right now. It does not matter if there are a lot of idiots who are running around buying toilet paper like crazy. Right? Don't let their fears and panic drive you mad. On the other hand, number four is, what if you have lost your job, unfortunately, or you had to take a pay cut, or if you think that you might be losing your job soon? In cases like this, you should not try to invest, because investment is not really your number one priority right now. So the first thing you should be doing is to see that if your rainy day fund is up to the mark. So it should at least allow you to sustain without a job or proper income for 3 to 6 months period. So let us say you need about 30,000 rupees every month to survive with your family, then you should have about 90,000 to 1,80,000 so that you can carry on without a full-time job or regular income at least for 6 months, and within the time you will be able to find a proper job to get you back to normal. All right, so don't try to go investing if your job is at stake or your income is at stake. Rather, you should be focusing on building up your rainy day fund. Okay, that's number four. Now, number five is stop logging into your account and checking out where your investments are on a hourly basis. Right, so you're not going to be helping yourself up. All you're doing is just literally making your blood pressure go up. Your stocks are not going to get any better. right? So monitor your portfolio, monitor them, say once in 2 weeks, very regularly, and stop looking at it every other hour, because it's not really going to help anybody out, right? So that's number five. And finally, what else is there? Did I miss anything? No, that's pretty much it. So times like this, all you have to do is just stay calm, stay composed, and be patient. And you need to see that there is hope, right? So there definitely is hope. And it is tough times like these that differentiate a very tough person like you from someone who's selling their life savings due to panic right now. All right, so that's let me just sum the five things I mentioned, right? So one, do not panic and sell out. Number two, stop speculating. Number three, stop worrying about short-term things that are happening right now. Number four is if you have lost your job, or your job may be at risk, or your income may be at risk, do not invest. And number five is please stop looking at your account every other hour, because you are only putting your health at risk. Finally, let me close with two stanzas from a poem by Rudyard Kipling, where a father is giving advice to his son on what defines a man. Kipling says, "If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowances for their doubting too, you will be a man, my son." What he says is, when people around you are going mad with panic, you need to stay calm and continue. Stay calm, carry on. In our situation, the world might be selling like crazy due to the panic, but you stay focused and continue with your investment plans. Trust yourself and the decisions you have made in the past. If you believe that you have chosen the right company stocks or the right mutual funds, and have all the reasons to believe that it is the right decision, then stay patient. Don't sell out your life savings at a loss. You should have carefully analyzed and see when is the right time to exit an investment. When is an investment truly dead and will no longer recover? Only then can you forsake an investment. Until that time, do not sell out. All right, good times will definitely come soon, guys. Stay happy. Please wash your hands regularly. Goodbye.